Unfocused.
That's right. We're back.
We are back. I'm T.
I'm AJ Twist. This is episode 213.
The Shuckle episode, and he is the mold Pokemon. I don't know why, but he is.
Thought he'd be the berry Pokemon.
And this is the podcast about video games, anime, comics, movies, etc., etc., etc.
That's right. Also, we're live on twitch.tv/closing28, or you can watch us the recordings afterwards on YouTube, youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast, where you should like, comment, subscribe, and let us know we're looking good.
All right. With that said, let's jump into the Unfocus Weeks. Tell me what you've been up to this week, man.
All right. So, since I have it right here in front of me, I'll talk about this first. So, this is the last one I got. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers comic. This is volume one. This is a trade. It has like 5 issues in here or some shit. Read that. And then I was like debating. I'm like, what should I get next? The second one? Or should I go for a Go-Go Power Rangers? Because as I explained before, Mighty Morphin is when they get the Green Ranger. And the story, like, the comic starts from there.
And Go-Go picks up...
Go-Go Power Rangers, which I eventually went for, picks up from the beginning, when it was just a 5, before they get Tommy, or before they get the Green Ranger.
Okay.
So I end up picking up Go-Go Power Rangers. I haven't read it yet, but I read at least the first part of it in here. Yeah, it pretty much starts off from, like, you know, the beginning, where they're not trusting Zordon and shit like that. It doesn't start like it doesn't like the first issue doesn't show you like what happened right before their Rangers. It kind of starts off with they just defeated Goldar, and then they're like,
wait, they like straight up defeated Goldar, like he's gone?
No, not he's like gone. Like, okay, remember in the first episode of Power Rangers, he comes in, he fights him, and just kind of bounces.
Yeah, he kind of runs away right before they can finish him.
Yeah. So they kind of do that. So that's pretty much where I'm at right now, and they're kind of just, you know, learning their shit right now. But yeah, so interesting. I'll continue reading that. I'll give you guys an update. And I'm thinking right now, maybe I should go back and forth. So the next one I'll probably get would be Mighty Morphin Volume 2, and then I go to Go-Go Power Ranger 2, and I think I'm going to go back and forth like that. Since they're technically, you know, two different series in a way. I guess I'll try to make sense of that later on.
All right.
I played a lot of Tetris 99. Been playing that shit like crazy.
I've been itching for it, actually. I kind of got into it after that last time we played. I want to play again.
Yeah, no, I've been playing. Whenever I get a chance, I'll just open it up, and I'm on it for like a good hour. Easy. So I made second and third place last week. And then today I made, was it today, I think? Or yesterday I made third place. So I got to second and third place at least a couple times. I haven't made first place yet, but that shit got crazy. And I finally understand the different modes or how you can deliver your garbage to people. So there's you can just choose it yourself if you want. So if you see someone's screen, you want to choose where you want to deliver your garbage. So you can choose it on your own, no problem. But you can also set it to happen automatically. There's random, there's KOs, there's badges, and then there's what's the other option? Oh fuck, attackers. So random, self-explanatory there. Attackers means whoever's pointing at you, you can point right back to them. KOs mean whoever has the most KOs at the time gets the garbage that you're sending. And then badges is something that's important that is never explained, and I actually had to read up on it today. You get badges every time you do KO somebody, and if you KO someone with badges, you get their badges.
Oh, shit.
And then badges, you get them in pieces, and if you complete a whole badge, then you start doing like 25% more damage or more garbage or something like that. So the more badges you get, the more garbage you start sending out to people. So that's pretty much what it is. So, yeah, that's what I've been doing, playing that. I understand that now. So I'm going to continue playing that. But that's been taking up my time. Also, today something crazy happened. I lost. Someone beat me, kicked me out. I got KO'd. And then once you're on the KO screen, it shows you the list of what place you're in, who is below you. And if you continue staying in the game, you'll see the rest of the ranks go up. Someone got KO'd by me after I've already lost, like two places later on. Like, I was like,
your garbage affected later, huh?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Yeah. I was like 17th place, and then 15th place got KO'd by me. I was like, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
Yeah. I was like, how the fuck does that happen? But I think that makes sense. I posted that on my Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter at AJ Twist. Also, Soul Calibur. Been playing a lot of that, as we normally do. If you were here for the stream early, you saw me and T getting a couple matches in. We played on Sunday with the crew for the Thor Hammer, and as you can see, I don't have it with me.
Nor do I.
So, me or T, neither one of us won the hammer. Steve took it from us. I mean, for me, more specifically. I was just not on game this week.
It was like it was both of ours. You know?
What? Just to sign yourself onto it. But yeah, like I was not on game. And then afterwards, after we played for the Hammer, then we just started playing casual matches, and then I was just beating everyone after that.
Of course.
Yeah, I was like, fuck. I was like, can't we just count these matches that I'm playing right now?
No.
No. But yeah, just more so Calibur. That's, I think, about it. Oh, also, Dragon Prince.
Oh, did you watch more? You finished it?
The second season came out.
I didn't know that.
Me and Cars finished it like in 2 days.
Is it that good?
Yeah, it was pretty good. They're short episodes, like 22 minutes episode. And it's like they give you like 9 episodes at a time.
I like them, but I don't know. It didn't grab me enough to watch, to like die for the second season. Like, I don't know.
It's good.
I gotta watch more, I guess.
Have you not finished it yet?
No, I think I got up to episode 6. Mm. It was good, but it didn't like blow me away enough that I was like, okay, I gotta watch this again. I gotta watch more, like, you know.
I like the theory and the lore behind it, how the dude's trying to figure out how to do magic and all that.
The lore is cool. I do like the lore a lot.
And it's getting more into like how to do magic. Like he's trying to figure it out, and like, what do you need? Like, what makes magic? And then you learn that the way the other chick does magic is she's actually like taking the life force from other creatures, and that's how she's able to do magic.
On some Lena Inver shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
shit.
That's the only way humans can do magic. Is the only the magic they can do is dark magic, and they kind of go through that and different types of magic.
This sounds like exactly what I wanted from Slayers, like the stuff they never actually explained in Slayers, but was there.
Yeah,
like
how
they actually explain it.
Yeah,
like,
they kind of do break it down a little bit in this one. So
interesting.
So it gets more interesting in that sense, and then yeah, just this other shit happens. You're like, oh fuck. So it's pretty. There's also a lot of backstory too, so you get to learn more about. Have you met the Crusader chick? The blind or not the deaf chick?
No.
No. Okay. Well. There's a deaf chick that you'll see later on.
She's not blind, but she's deaf.
Okay, yeah.
That's funny.
But she's pretty cool, and you get to see a little bit of her backstory and then some other stuff like that. So, yeah, interesting. Good shit. If anyone doesn't know, The Dragon Prince is on Netflix. It's a Netflix original made by some of the creators from the Avatar shit, from The Last Airbender.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty good. Check it out. But it goes by quick, so if you want to... Well, I guess there's 2 seasons now, so it's easy to binge watch and be good for a while. Anyways.
All right. So, for my.
Up to?
Yeah, my Unfocus Week. I've been mainly focusing on Soul Calibur, kind of learning some new shit. Actually, going through to learn my character's full move list and shit and how everything links. So, that was the main focus for me for the week. I also saw that new Netflix. I think I mentioned it last week, but I actually watched the whole thing now. The new Netflix movie, The Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
What the fuck? Okay.
So it's a Western.
Yeah, I think you mentioned it.
Yeah. I might make you watch the first 20 minutes after the show, man. I think you're going to like it, but it's fucking good. That's all I'm going to say. It's weird because every part is 20 minutes and they're totally unrelated to each other. There's no connection.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Totally different characters, totally unrelated. So it's kind of like telling the story of the Wild West, basically, like how hard it was to live in the Wild West. And
that
like,
sounds cool.
Yeah, it's real dope. It's real dope. I don't want to say too much because I don't want to kill nothing, but it's good. And, you got gunslinging in there, you got drama, you got love, you got action. Like, it's cool. It's a really good movie. It's made by the Coen brothers, the guys who made Big Lebowski and Old Country for No Men.
Oh, cool.
No Country for Old Men. Sorry, that's what I wanted to say. yeah, it was amazing. It was a really good watch. If you're a movie fan, I definitely say you should watch it. The acting was great. Aside from that, Soul Calibur, I've been reading this, The Final Days of Superman. This, I think I was reading it last week, too, but I'm almost done with it now. It's kind of like Superman's dying, and he's trying to do all the good he can before he dies. It's very interesting. Besides that, that might be it. I played a little bit of Smash Brothers. Not too much, just a little bit. I wanted to point out, I wanted to talk about Netflix a little bit. You know, I realized, like, I was talking to someone, because the Coen brothers, this is the first movie, like, a big fucking director made only for Netflix. You know, like, they're, like, a huge fucking team, the Coen brothers, right?
Okay.
And apparently this year, Scorsese, who is also a very famous director, is going to make his first movie for Netflix only.
Interesting.
So I think there's a big movement right now into getting more of the higher-tier directors and writers to fucking start putting shit out for Netflix to kind of, like, turn over the movies a little bit.
Yeah.
It kind of seems like it's going to affect the whole media across the board. And, like, every time I look, there's, like, somebody else composing something new for Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Even, there's a news I'm going to talk about later. I'm not going to talk too much about it right now. But even that news, it's a new movie coming out, and its first appearance is going to be on Netflix.
Nice.
Before its own station.
Yeah, isn't there some type of movement where people want to, like, break the movie industry shit, like the rotation they do, like it has to be in theater type of thing?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Because I think a lot of people are annoyed that you have to be in theaters to get an Oscar.
Yeah.
Or an Academy Award or whatever the fuck.
Right. Something
and, like yeah, that. It's funny, I heard Netflix is trying to get their own theaters, because we already know that they buy out theaters every now and then. You know, you've heard about that, right? Like, when Mowgli came out,
uh-huh,
they bought out a couple theater rooms.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, like, viewed Mowgli. Like, same thing, I think, not Cloverfield Paradox, but there was another movie that came out on Netflix where they bought, like, certain rooms in a theater and, like, they had the viewings there. But Netflix is trying to take it to the next level and have their own theaters. That way they can play whatever the fuck they want in them.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, that'd be real dope. And then imagine, like, now that whatever it is in theaters, all that shit that's on Netflix now has a possibility to get an Oscar or an Academy or a Grammy or whatever the fuck. It's kind of a cool movement.
Yeah.
It could kind of suck because there's so much stuff.
Imagine if you're a Netflix subscriber, you get to go into the theater for like free or at the very least like a small fee.
I think that's what it would be. I think they would give you a discount if you're a Netflix subscriber.
Yeah.
And then if you're out of Netflix, you just pay full price and then like,
yeah, exactly.
Cool. Like, yeah, it's a pretty cool idea. It's a pretty cool concept. It might really shake some things up a little bit. But yeah, so I thought that was really interesting. I've been noticing it. I've been seeing more people are putting shit out specifically for Netflix. Like, and now we got big names. So that also says for people that are like writers and directors that are trying to like put shit out on Netflix, fucking right now is the time.
Because
eventually this is going to become like movies and they're going to start boxing it off to only people with big names, you know?
Yeah. Also, too, like, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people out there, like directors or just, you know, writers who want to put out a certain film, but no big movie company wants to, like, put money toward it.
Right. Netflix. They don't believe in it or something.
Yeah.
Netflix probably
will. Yeah, exactly. So that sounds pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. All right. So with that said, that's the main parts of my Unfocus week.
Yeah. One thing I want to throw out there real quick, youtube.com/AJTwist, I believe is my YouTube channel, maybe. I actually just put together a little video where I commentate over the matches I played last week when I actually won the hammer. So I just kind of showed all my matches and just talked some shit. Commentate a little bit. So
that's kind of cool.
Yeah, just for kicks. I just wanted to make a video and edit something and just put it, because I haven't posted anything on my channel in fucking forever, so I just wanted to do that. And I'll probably do random shit like that once in a while. I kind of want to do something like that, where like I play a couple matches, commentate, and just post it up just for kicks.
We would make great commentators. But anyway.
Maybe we should just do that together or some shit.
I'm fucking down.
Or maybe when we play online randomly, maybe we should just record a couple of them.
And commentate them until people start asking for us.
Yeah, and just throw them up somewhere. Because remember that one dude I was playing on Tekken, who like invited me to his game sometime? He had a YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of all he does. He plays a couple of matches either online or whatever, and he just plays a couple of matches and commentates on them real quick. He's not that good, but you know, it's fun to just kind of watch him and kind of grow from there, you know, or just make silly comments sometimes. So I could do that. So maybe I'll get into that. We'll see. Anyways, before we get into news, don't forget Twitter, not only at AJ Twist, but also Unfocus28 or at Instagram, Unfocus Podcasts. You can also subscribe to the podcast, get the audio versions through Apple Podcasts.
And get us on iTunes for free. Download, comment, subscribe, all that.
Yeah, leave reviews and all that, too. Collision28.com, if you wanted to subscribe some other way, you can get the URL or the RSS feed through that. And, of course, you can always email us, unfocuspodcast@gmail.com. Anything else we need to add to all that?
I think the only thing we need to add to that is the news.
Okay!
News. This is the news.
Let's do it.
The news.
Yeah!
News.
What?
All right, let's so who's starting us off?
All right, I'll start us off. Disney. Disney is going to be serving alcohol-filled push pops.
What the fuck?
So, you know, the big thing in Disneyland is that you can't get alcohol there. You can get it at California Adventure.
Yeah.
But not Disneyland California. They don't sell alcohol at all.
Yeah.
But that's changing now, starting this year. Disneyland will be serving alcohol-filled push pops. So it'll be ice cream.
What does that mean?
It's ice cream.
Okay. I'm thinking of like the candy, the hard candy, like the looks like a little thing of lipstick or chapstick.
No, like the old school, like the Flintstones push pops.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so there will. It's kind of interesting because we know Disney really didn't want to do the drinking thing. They were really afraid of fucking, you know, letting people drink at Disneyland and do all that shit. It's kind of funny how they like sidestepped that. Like they're like, yeah, you can get fucked up at Disneyland, but you can't drink. Like, it's got to be the push pops. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Because it feels more fun and kiddy. You're eating ice cream. You know, you're sitting there eating ice cream. All the kids, like, you know, kids probably eating ice cream there, too. Like, yeah. They don't think nothing of it, you know?
Okay.
And meanwhile, you're getting fucking fucked up or, you know.
That's not... interesting a way to do it. Like, so it's not a drink. You're actually getting the ice cream.
Okay, ice cream push pop, yeah. And it has alcohol involved. Obviously, you got to be 24 and 21 and older because it's America. But it is something they're taking seriously. This is going to be expanded later on this year. They're going to be called Buzz Pop Cocktails.
Oh.
I know. It sounds pretty cool. The pops are completely vegan, kosher, fat-free, gluten-free, and are made with real fruit.
All the things.
So it's got all the things, bro. You cannot fucking die from this shit. Like, it can't fuck you up. Like,
there's no allergies in this shit at all.
Yeah. So if anyone, you know, you dreads the family events at Disneyland, you might have a little solstice coming up soon.
Cuckoo said you could get liquor mixes at Disneyland.
No.
Like mint julep mix?
Yeah, but there's no alcohol in it. There's no fucking alcohol in it. What's the point?
But it says he's saying they're liquor mixes.
No, it's not. Unless you're in the private club, I'm telling you, I just went to Disneyland and fucking hunted it down. Unless you're in the private club, which is that group, it's called
the Bear Shit?
No, something 57. There's a name. There's a club that you have to be part of. It's a special restaurant in Disneyland. That's the only place where they sell actual fucking cocktails. And that's what I think he's talking about. Mm. They have mint julep mixes, but they're non-alcoholic. You know what I mean?
Yes, like, it's non-alcoholic. Okay. Yeah. So it's not liquor mixes.
Yeah, it's not liquor. It's not liquor. It's a mocktail. That's what they call it. Mocktail.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, so, but soon actual alcohol Club will be sold in Disneyland. So
Club 33.
Club 33. I had a friend that used to work there.
Mm.
So Disneyland.
This makes me want to drink now.
Yeah, right? Where you at, bro?
I got a bunch of whiskey I want to drink over there.
There's so much.
And
bro.
Over there.
Give us some news first.
There and there. All right, so some other news here. So Tekken happened. Evil happened. Evil Japan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Over the weekend. No, you can buy the mix.
It's non-alcoholic. It doesn't matter. You have to add the alcohol yourself.
You can buy the mix to take home. That's cool, though. Anyways, so Evo Japan happened. A bunch of crazy matches happened. Kind of more want to talk about Tekken. What happened in Soul Calibur, actually? I forgot what happened in Soul.
Oh, shit. I don't know anything about Soul Calibur.
What happened in Soul again? Because I know something happened in Soul. So at Nightmare 1, some dude named Kev.
I'm not that surprised.
Cervantes.
Zossalamel, third place?
Yep, those are the top three. Nightmare, Cervantes.
Taki 7.
Taki's up there.
Taki top 10.
First Talim is in 13th place.
That's pretty good, though. Dude, usually Taki doesn't get anywhere near top 10, so that's promising
top
for me.
Top 8, yeah.
Yeah.
Also an Ivy up there, too.
Dude, I put some Ivies online. Ivy's a little bit threatening, bro. Like,
you know what? Chris was fucking getting scary at the end of the night.
I know. He was a little bit scary before I left. I was like, he started doing some shit, and I was like, oh, that all linked. That was fucking crazy.
Yeah, no, he's getting somewhere with him. With her. Soul Calibur, that happened. It was some pretty good matches. BlazBlue, who cares? Guilty Gear, I don't really care that much. Tekken, actually, let's go to Street Fighter really quick, because Street Fighter is like the most normal, but there's a Zeku / Colon in number one, Momochi. Momochi's a normal name. I'm not surprised he's up there, but he's up there with Zeku and Colon, which is interesting. And then Fudo with Armika and Birdie. And I don't know who Powell? With Cammy. So those are your top three there. And then there's a Nash, Nakali, another Colin and Yurin.
I don't like this
Rashid
game.
Up there. So interesting.
As I'm hearing who the ranks are, I'm like, I really don't like this game, dude. I thought it was just me, but now I'm realizing that I don't like it.
But for Tekken, what's the one thing about Tekken when it comes to countries?
Koreans.
Exactly.
Don't fuck with Koreans.
Period. Koreans, not in first place. Koreans, not in second place. Korean in third place.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Who's in first and second? Not Japan.
Merica?
Not Merica. Some little place called, what's it called again? Pakistan.
Fucking the and best players for Tekken are from Pakistan now?
The person who won Evo for Tekken is from Pakistan.
Oh,
second
shit.
Place, Philippines. And check it out. This is your top two right here.
Oh, this is the top two?
Yeah, this is the top. Oh,
Kazumi?
Kazumi is number one. That was your Pakistan player right there.
Damn, I got some studying to do.
Oh, for some reason my screen doesn't work again. Darn, so I can't show any clips on this. But anyways, yeah. So you got Kazumi in first place, and then Shaheen in second place from Philippines. And then who was the third place? He was a Korean dude playing, oh yeah, Jin Kazama, which is normal for from Devil Jin, which is the norm. So Jin Kazama, also he's a little bit of Noctis like early on, but he's using mostly Jin.
And Koreans love Jin.
Yeah, there's also...
Those fuckers love Jin, bro.
There's also a Geese in the top. There's also a Brian Fury. There was an Asuka somewhere and an Akuma somewhere.
Yeah.
And then another Jin. Also, a Lee. Lee was in number nine.
What?
Nine,
Lee?
10th place, yeah, just before top eight.
Damn.
Who else was up here? Oh, I saw a lot of Katarinas.
Hmm.
Who was that new Hispanic chick?
Katarina. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I remember her.
Yeah. But so that was interesting because there was a lot of Koreans in the top eight, and then there was like one American, there's the Philippines dude, there is the freaking Pakistan dude, and then all the Koreans just dropped out one by one. It was crazy.
Damn, bro, the hacks are gone.
Yeah, but you're a Kazumi player, so maybe you got to check this dude out.
Yeah, I definitely do. I'm looking at, what's his handle?
Arslan Ash.
I'm gonna look into him.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, that was pretty interesting. Just want to throw it out there. And so something for all you 3D fighting game fans to kind of think about there.
All right, other news. I'm going to just say this one because it's kind of stupid.
No news is stupid, T. Come on.
No, this news might be stupid.
No, that's a lie. I'm lying.
There's going to be a new show put out by the DC TV series, DC CW. And it's going to be a prequel to the Gotham show. Anyone who follows this or kind of knows how I feel about CW, I really fucking hate Gotham. It's not very good. I don't like it. I'm fundamentally against a Batman show that doesn't have Batman in it, right? Okay. Because this is all a prequel to Batman becoming Batman. That's what Gotham's about, right? So now there's a new series being announced called Pennyworth. It's about Alfred.
I feel like we heard about this a while back.
Yeah, but now it's for sure.
That's for
greenlit.
Sure.
It's coming out. It will be a prequel to Gotham. It'll be coming out on the same station. They already casted it and everything. And I'm just like, you guys just... I really feel like the TV shows for DC is like get it even less than the movies. And that's saying less. That's saying a lot. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Don't fucking make me a show about some shit that's not Batman. And they double back. It's a double prequel now. You know? Like, what the fuck?
Why aren't they doing it? Like, what's their thought process? But like, why we can't do a... like a live action Batman show.
Well, there used to be a rule that you couldn't show Batman and Superman on TV shows.
They could only really? Be show-
yeah, that was a rule for a long time. That's why in the DC shows back in the day, they would only be mentioned, or you'd see a cameo where Batman's like you see his cape flapping and him like leaving, but you don't actually see him.
And that's all for live action?
Yeah, that's all live action stuff we're talking about. Yeah, they weren't allowed to show Batman and Superman, which is why in Smallville...
Yeah, I was going
to
say, what about, like, Smallville and Lois and Clark and...
That's why... Well, it's Lois and Clark, after that's when that rule was made. Mm. So that's why in Smallville, we never see him become Superman.
Oh.
Because they're not allowed to show him.
Yeah.
That rule has since been lifted, and Superman has appeared in Supergirl. So...
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's appeared in Supergirl. What with a different fuck? Actor and shit. People like him better than Henry Cavill. It's weird. It's really weird.
Fine.
But the thing that's odd about it is just that, like, why? You know?
Yeah.
Like, just stop making shit that's not about the shit we want to see. Like, just make me a good show. But then again, I can't be that mad at them because Gotham's doing well. So, I don't know. But,
is it?
It's doing okay. It's doing well enough to survive. So, I'm like, it's doing better than Firefly, which is a damn shame. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so, there you go.
Well, coincidentally, like, well, apparently what Cuckoos are saying, that Batman's going to be in the final episode of Gotham.
Does that make you happy, Cuckoo? Does that really make you happy? Doesn't make me happy. Anyway.
And Gotham is ending, huh?
Yeah. Well, they have. That's why they're doing the Alfred shit.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. All right. So, not so much interesting news, but I guess I just want to mention it. Soul Calibur has another update. We have some new outfits, added items for, like, when you do your customization shit. Infinite rematches, that's one thing that was kind of interested me, because which you probably did today.
Yeah, I think I did do that today a couple times.
Because usually it's just 2 out of 3. First to two, you know, that the game ends, you can't rematch after that. But Tekken, though, has it where you can just keep rematching. So now Soul Calibur has that as well. So that's something to kind of note. Not much other changes. I didn't see any like character adjustments or anything like that. But they did some like online readjustments and stuff like that. They did some weird shit with their gold and SP soul points, I guess is what it is. So they kind of, I don't know what all that is. Also, too, what I just noticed playing today before the stream is that when you're doing versus, mm-hmm. you can actually change your weapon now.
So by that's right.
So by pushing a different button, you can choose the option to change what weapon you're actually holding. I don't think it makes a difference to how you actually play still, but at least you have that option to choose a different weapon.
A style thing.
Yeah, different style of weapon, I guess what it is, really. Also, no, it's crazy, too. I came across this video today. It was like top 101 facts. Oh, okay. Well, my bad.
He agrees with you, though.
Yeah, I gotta stop doing that. Mm-hmm. But it was top 101 facts about Soul Calibur. And one thing that was pretty interesting was that when they create characters, they don't create them based off a person and then give them a weapon. They start from the weapon and then make a character around the weapon.
What?
Yeah. So when they decide, okay, we need a new character, they don't think about what the person's going to look like.
They pick the weapon first.
They pick the weapon first, and then they go backwards from there and create the person.
That's kind of cool, actually. Yeah. That's pretty dope.
That is pretty dope. I like that. So it's like a little fun fact there. That was pretty cool, just watching that today.
Okay.
Anyways.
All right. So I got some Transformer news over here for you.
Oh, shit. Some news in disguise here.
You know, just like the robots. I don't know if it's technically news, but it's something very interesting to know. So according to the creators of Bumblebee, this is the first movie in a new timeline.
Wait, this Bumblebee movie that just dropped?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is a reset.
So this is a reboot, huh?
But that's them saying that after the fact.
Yeah, I know, right?
I mean, like, I didn't know reboots worked like that. Like, you know, like, oh, wait, so now you can say, like, the only reason I feel like it's kind of a cop-out is because he has the same design from the previous movies.
No, he's actually a VW Bug.
No, I mean his Transformer design.
Oh, like his face and all
Yeah,
that.
He looks exactly the same. Yeah, so I'm like, to me, that makes it a little bit of a gray area saying it's a reboot. But
I guess that's fine.
I'm okay with it because this is what we needed. Like, we needed to see the fucking 80s Transformers.
The original, yeah.
Yeah, that's what people really wanted, so.
True. And this fucking Camaro bullshit.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's cool. It's badass. Don't get me wrong. It's badass. But yeah, so now from now on, Bumblebee is the standard for this new plot line, for this new storyline from Transformers, which basically agrees with what we had said, that they're going to start with these guys from now on, like this 80s versions of Transformers. They're probably going to start making movies about them from now on.
All right, cool.
I'm good with that. I'm happy with that, but yeah. Still sounds like a cop-out. But whatever. I'm cool with it.
I guess. We'll see.
What do you think? You're more of a Transformer fan than me. Are you okay with that?
I'm not that big of it. I love Transformers. I just don't know the story. I don't know the exact story that's lying behind that. That's more of Wags' area for sure. Mm-hmm. I just love the whole concept of robots to fucking car to robot and shit. You know, that's what I like about the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like the storyline, I never really followed the storyline so much. But cool.
Yeah, right? I like the fact that they re-jumped it. I'm just kind of mad at the way they did it.
Yeah.
But I'm glad they re-jumped it because it was. This is what it should have been from the beginning. It wasn't that hard to do. Anyway.
I know, right?
I don't feel like it was. It was probably cheaper to do it this way, you know?
Was Michael Bay behind the Bumblebee? No. So this is a good start then.
Yeah. They did without him, that's a good move, right?
Was that movie good? Does anyone know?
No, yeah. I haven't heard anything. I didn't hear it's amazing, but I heard it's good.
Okay.
People say it's like the best Transformer movie so far. And I'm like, I'll take that.
All right.
We should watch it. We should fucking watch it.
When it comes
out.
Probably
be on DVD pretty soon.
Yeah, when it comes out on Netflix or some shit, I'll be down.
Fair enough. AJ?
So, other things that happened at Evo.
Mm-hmm.
We have a new announcement for a Soul Calibur character coming soon. They announced we're getting Amy.
Oh, it is Amy?
It is Amy.
Week.
So we have Raphael on this trailer here that they showed us. I don't know why. Oh, because he's kind of like they're related in some way.
Yeah, he's her stepfather or adopted father.
Something like that, yeah. But I don't like. She's clearly a rapier user, right?
Yeah, she's a fencer.
But how much different is she going to be than him?
I'll tell you this. In 3, she was pretty fucking different from him. Like, they had a couple strings that were the same.
She's more twirly than he is.
Yeah, yeah. And that was the case in 3. She was more twirly and more jumpy.
Yeah, she is more jumpy, yeah, for sure.
And so that was the thing in 3. So it's not like Super Smash Brothers to me. You know, Super Smash Brothers basically does swaps. And then they're just one stronger, one's faster, you know, some shit like that.
Yeah.
I feel like Soul Calibur, even though we were mad when we first heard the announcement, when I actually started playing Amy, I'm like, she's pretty fucking different from Raphael. Like, she's almost more akin to, like, I don't want to say Mitsurugi because she's not that powerful, but she's almost more akin to Shanghua, I would say. Like, with the crazy mix-up mid-game.
Okay.
Some tricks, some trick lows.
Yeah, I forgot you did use Amy back in the day.
Yeah, I used her for a little while, and I liked her. She was cool. Okay. She's more like, yeah, more like Shanghua, I'd say, than anything. Oh, that's fucking dope. That was kind of badass looking.
Yeah, the critical edge there.
Yeah, that was dope.
But yeah, so Amy's a new character that we'll be getting pretty soon.
Yeah, she does the rose at the fucking... Oh my god. These fools are too much.
But yeah, so Amy's coming soon. So if you have that season one shit, she'll be part of that. So that was announced at Evo. In addition to that, one of my predictions finally came to be, because I was saying when we first heard the announcement for Julia, I'm like, they know it's for me. It's going to come out in February. I was calling February 8th my birthday, you know. But you know what? They did me a little bit better. They went for February 28th.
Oh, damn. They went all the way, huh?
Yeah, all the way, right? Close to 28, you know. But yeah, so we got Julia finally coming. And then Steven was pointing out, because Steven's also a Julia player, that she actually has...
She's a combination, right?
Yeah, she has some of Michelle's move now. Now, what's really weird is that, like, when Julia first came out, she didn't get all of... Actually, she did get all of Michelle's moves in the beginning. But then in one of the tags, we got Michelle again, but she has some new moves, and Julia never got those moves. But once, like, every time Julia made another appearance, she got, like, one move from Michelle, like, every new other game. It was really weird. But, yeah, this time they gave her more moves, so we'll see exactly how many moves she actually has now from the latest Michelle, you know, revision. I've been seeing some pictures of other outfits she has, too.
Damn!
Also, check out this level. It's fucking starry now. Like this.
Yeah,
is
that
the,
looks dope.
The,
I like
the,
that.
The infinite.
Oh, that's the infinite level. Oh, yeah. It's not white. But, it's starry. And
yeah, it's because it's during the day in the other version, but this one's a night version too. So that looks dope. So I kind of like that.
And now, then my question is: will Julia create a new wave of streamers? A new wave of fighting streamers, you know?
Right. That'd
are people
cool.
Gonna start fucking setting up their camera to get matches going and shit? You know?
That'd be dope. We'll see. I don't know. But that's kind of her new character now, that she's a streamer, which I think is kind of weird, because the main reason I like Julia and Michelle is because they're Native American.
Yeah.
And not Native.
They've been trying to, like, kind of obscure that.
Yeah. It
right?
It has been getting a little more obscure for sure, because then they made her into a fucking luchador, and now, like, no. Like, you're taking away the Native from her.
Yeah.
And
you're
now
just,
it's even a little bit more now.
Yeah. They're masking it more and more as time goes on. Like,
yeah.
I feel, until we forget that she was a fucking Native. That's
never
what I feel
forget.
Like.
Also,
I don't like the way this fool plays already. I'm watching him play. I don't like it.
Yeah, we got Negan now. They also showed off Negan. He looks like he has some armor frame shit going on sometimes.
Yeah, he has a lot. Look, he keeps catching people slipping and absorbing hits and shit.
Yeah, so they showed off him off, and then they're like, yeah, he's coming soon. And then they did this thing at the very end where he's talking to Harada. So they made a fucking
what
Harada.
The fuck?
Yeah.
That's Harada?
Yeah, it's Harada. And Negan's pretty much saying, like, hey, like, you know, when am I being released? I don't like this no release date shit. When's that going
to
happen?
He's talking shit to
Yeah, he's talking shit to Harada. And so Harada's like, okay, fine. And then they gave him the release date of also the 28th, along with Julia. So that was pretty crazy. It's got to go take out that trailer. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
But yeah, Negan and Julia coming at the end of the month.
All right.
And I'm excited. I'm going to have that day off. That's going to be a Thursday. That's next week's episode, right? Yeah, it is. Yep. So right after that, you'll be hearing my review of Julia. I'm going to go ahead and sit here. I'm going to do something I've never done before when I'm playing a fighting game. Like, actually sit down and actually try to learn as much as I can in one day. The way I normally learn characters, like, I just jump in blindly.
Just play them, right?
And I just play. I just push buttons, figure shit out. Once I push enough buttons and figure enough shit out, then that's when I start going into, like, you know, move lists and all that and look up combos. And then I'll go, you know, set my ways in that for a bit. And then I'll go back again later on.
I'm a lot like you, but I feel like whenever I decide to get serious, that's when I fucking go to the move list. Like, all right, yeah. I'm gonna fucking learn all this shit now. Like,
yeah, no, I don't like to take in the whole move all at once because I won't remember the half of shit I just remember.
No, I don't either. No, but I like to have them all in there in the memory for me personally. Mm. Yeah.
All the playing I've been doing with tech and shit, like I figured that's what I do. I fucking just fuck around for a bit, and then once I fucked around enough, then I go take it into training mode, and then. Learn some shit, learn some combos, and then go back out there.
Yeah. Send us an email. Let us know how you guys get used to fighting games.
I like that. That's a good question. I like that.
Unfocuspodcast@gmail.com. Yeah. Tell us, how do you get used to fighting games? You got any tips for us about how we should get used to a new fighting game?
Or how other people should get used to it.
Yeah, because we just come in and push buttons.
Yeah.
So. And then we get methodical.
Yeah, exactly. Or just tweet it to us at Unfocus28 on Twitter.
All right. My last piece of news before our little break. Haunting on Hill House. That's a really dope-ass Netflix show. I think I talked about it last year quite a bit. It's creepy. Not super scary, but definitely creepy. And
this fucking, pretty dope.
It'll creep you out and make you scared to like walk around in your house at night. but it was really good, but it was very final. The ending of it was very final, and I was happy about that. But here we go. They got greenlit for a second season. A lot of fans are not happy about it because I think I wasn't the only one feeling that it felt very complete at the end. But
kind of like Sword Art Online.
Yeah, exactly. A lot like Sword Art Online, where you're like, okay, I don't need any more. But you know, guess what? They want to make more money, so there's more coming. It will be centered on a new family. It won't be the same family from the previous movie, but the house will be the same. If you watch the show, you'll know the house kind of has a somewhat of a life of its own, and it fucking tortures whoever lives in it. And yes,
so like Paranormal Activity shit.
No, the house is different than that.
Like the way you're explaining it right now, it kind of has that formula where it's a new family in this house every time.
I guess you could put it that way. I'd say it's a little bit more like American Horror Story,
which I haven't seen, so I can't make a comparison there.
Yeah,
but okay.
Yeah, but
is that the show that has like a different, every episode's different or some shit?
Yeah, every season's different.
Oh, every season's different. That's right.
But then apparently at the big finale and the series finale,
they're all connected.
They wasn't different. They were all actually fucking one big thing.
Oh shit!
And that was the big surprise at the end. Like, no, they're actually together.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but anyway,
spoilers.
Yeah, sorry, I don't even watch that show. Neither does he, and we just fucking ruined it for you guys. I hope I didn't. But yeah, Haunting on the Hill House will be continuing, I believe, not this year, next year. And the different family, different cast. You might see some returning actors here and there. But I'm just not 100% happy about this idea. Even if it's good, I feel like it's kind of like stretching out something that doesn't need to be stretched out. But, you know, we'll see.
That's what she said.
That was good. With that said, we're going to jump in. Wait, did you want to say anything else before?
I wonder if I want to get another news in, because I have like maybe 5 or 6 more pieces of
news.
No,
that's right? How many I have, too. I got 5 left.
So okay. All right, then 5. Fuck it. We'll go ahead and move on to our a little break now, where I pushed this button right here.
And you hear stuff. Music. Power.
As part of the show, where we share some music with you. It's where I fucking fucked that up.
What we've been listening to.
What we think you should be listening to.
Yeah.
And we call it Music of the Week. I got sideshot because Cuckoo said American Horror Story hasn't ended.
Oh, sorry. They just connected them.
They greenlit for a further season.
Oh, they greenlit for more. Oh, I didn't know that.
Interesting.
That almost makes me more mad that they culminated them before the ending.
Fucked it up.
Anyway, okay, forget about it. Anyway, thank you, Cuckoo, though, for telling us that.
And by the way, so anyone watching on YouTube right now, this is also the part of the show where it just kind of skips to more news right after this, because you guys can hear this music.
No, but you can look up what we say.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
For my case, the song is going to be by Sergio Mendes, and the song is called Please Baby Don't.
Oh, cool.
Featuring John
Legend.
Yeah. You remember that?
Yeah. That was on my list for a long time. I played this for a while. my track, since you're YouTube watchers, you're already on YouTube, just go look up this YouTube rapper called Crypt. He did a track with other YouTube rappers like Quadeca and Screw, and also Dax, who I had as a feature a while back. Which, by the way, Dax, I found out over time that he's not actually from SoCal at all. He's actually a Canadian. And Dax actually had his whole other drama that's happened ever since. Yeah. But anyways, this is with those four dudes in one track. So I don't know. It's kind of had this song. This song's been out for a couple of months now, and it's been in my head like for a while. So that's gonna be my track this week.
All right. So with that said, we'll see you after this break, you guys. This short break. Please, baby, don't fall in love with me. Please, baby, don't. You know my head. Honey, I'm just trying to warn you.
Let me warn you.
Please, baby, don't.
Baby, don't. so good to me, but I know I'm no good for you. You should run while you can, find yourself a better man, 'cause I'm known for brief romance and breaking hearts across the land. Yes, I've been known to have a few temptations out there on the road. And let's say hypothetically I slipped and took a couple home. Girl, I know that's not fair. You need someone who'll be there. So just get away before it's too late and your pain's too much to bear. Baby, don't.
Really wanna fuck with us, we the next dudes who are coming up. All you other bitches right get up now under us, and we're the four horsemen here to fuck you up.
Bitch, I'm a dragon, play this parcel with Jurassic. When it got trashy, shit got tragic. Yeah, this bitch your cabbage. See, you got trash because you gabbage. All that rapping got you rabbit. You minor infractions at 21, my shit was savage. I'll tell him it's a knife to stab him. He tells I'm a dagger, make talking roast, but I'm a dragon. Right to the wolves, I'll let him out. This will be swagging, niggas jacking like a ladder. Without a genie, I make magic. You slow little bastard, you smoke my rashes. Hope you have it or get you ducking like a mallet. This bitch sing a ballad, wildin', punch it while I'm ballin'. Like, oh, you mad because I'm stylin', huh? Oh, you mad because I ain't stylin', huh? Just glad that I ain't bad.
You don't really wanna fuck with us. We the next dudes who are coming up. All you other bitches get up under us, and we the four horsemen here to fuck you up. You don't really wanna fuck with us. We the next dudes who are coming up. All you other bitches get up under us, and we the four horsemen here to fuck you up.
Time to go fishing. I'm on a mission to bring in bitches with my disses. I got them tripping. I'm in the missions that decrypted. So when it's fibbing, when I said that I'm on top of the game, I'm one of the best in the business. I'm allowed out and I grab them with a hook. With them in and throw them on the young girls to be cooked. And I fillet them until they resemble Jerome Look. And give them a zero on the scale, then I leave them shook. You don't wanna battle me. Matter of fact, it'd be kinda like a queen to a rook. You can only move in one direction, but I take over everything that you wish you could. Throwing to the wolves and I return leading the pack. Blood sipping out of my teeth, cause I ate them all as a snack. They got big hearts, but no hearts, and pussies like cats. And I run the bitch with the dead alpha male on my back. Everybody here can example skills that they have, and we put an end to these bitches out here thinking they can rap. We like a group of people walking into a chapel, no cap attacking any bastard that's whack. We getting in the back to fill the wrath of the four horsemen. The force that is for sure to be gore shit, leaving corpses in an assortment of forces just into the morgue, gripping this. A warning hit the coroner reporting this. Grip dash, you require commit a murder recording this.
You don't really wanna fuck with us. We the next dudes who are coming up. All you other bitches get up under us, and we the four horsemen here to fuck you up. You don't really wanna fuck with us. We the next dudes who are coming up. All you other bitches get up under us, and we the four horsemen here to fuck you up.
All right.
All right. Back. And the last song, what was that called again?
That was Four Horsemen. It was Crypt featuring Quadeca, Dax, and Screw.
And mine was Please Baby Don't by Sergio Mendez and John Legend.
Yeah. My track, like, that's four different YouTube rappers that they all collaborated together, so I thought it was pretty sick.
They were surprisingly dope, too.
That's how I found Screw, who goes by Screwface John on YouTube. And he's pretty sick, which I want to listen to more of his shit. Quadeca, the first guy on that track, he's pretty dope. I like his shit a lot. He's just a kid, too. He's, like, still in high school and shit.
Hmm.
But anyways, that was our Meeks of the Week. Anything we want to add before we jump back into our news?
Let's do it.
Any like non-new shit we want to say real quick?
I'm the shit.
Like, that is non-news.
all right, let's do it.
This is the news.
The news.
Maybe it would be news.
Fuck you. All right, I'll kick off real quick. So, sex dolls can kill you.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, so I'm sure you heard about these new futuristic sex android robots people can buy and shit, right?
Yeah, I've heard of them.
According to a robotics engineer from the university in Melbourne, Australia.
I thought you were going to say a robot.
No.
According to a robot.
You guys are fucking up. he's a lecturer at Deakin University. His name is Nicholas Patterson, and he says... Hackers can hack into anything.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Into
that
a
is fucking scary.
Yeah, right away. Hackers can hack into anything.
Fuck.
Hackers can hack into anything. Hackers can hack into a robot or a robotic device and have full control of the connections.
Mm-hmm.
And this, in this case, includes the arms, legs, and attached tools, like, in some cases, knives or wielding devices.
What the fuck would a sex robot have all that shit? I guess you're a
masochist. No, but I mean, if someone controls it, it fucking get up and get wherever it wants.
True.
Or like, you know, grab whatever's nearby or something and fucking...
I'm not sure how like those sex robots actually like work, because I listen to a lot of tech like shows and shit like that, and it comes up every like few
every
months.
Every now and then.
Yeah, like, oh yeah, new advancements in sex robots and shit like that, and you know, check out how realistic they are and how they feel and all that. And yeah, I've never heard of them actually moving and walking around though, or like being able to move their arms and grab shit. I think they're more like a sex doll that has like a moving face and can speak and all that, and can, you know, sense your emotions and be able to tell you the right shit. Like, that's pretty much all the events I've heard in it so far.
Well, I hope that stays to be the case, because I know both Japan and America are fighting real hard to make AI happen. And I've seen a lot of fucking very posable fucking robots these days that can do a lot of shit and walk around and roll around. You know what's very interesting at my job? Not at my job, but like at the parking lot nearby my job.
Okay.
They have a fucking robot security guard.
Oh, shit, for real?
So it's a droid that just goes up and down and checks the parking.
Oh, wow.
Like, how long you been there.
That's pretty legit, though. I like that.
Yeah. Me and my coworkers were joking about tipping it over and like, leaving it there and seeing what happens.
Remember a couple of years ago, there was that story where someone had a robot that was like traveling road trips and shit, hitchhiking rides.
Oh, yeah,
and he went through all of Canada, no problem. And then he got down to, what was it, Philly or some shit, and got fucking vandalized.
That's the end of him,
that was the end of his life there.
Don't fuck with Philly, bro. Humans are scarier than any robot, bro.
America is, apparently. Merc. But that's fucking crazy, though, like hacking into a fucking sex robot and having to do some shit, too. Like, I didn't think about that. Like, I was thinking, oh, yeah, a robot, you know, can malfunction and fucking crush your balls or some shit, you know? But, yeah, I didn't think about fucking someone actually hacking into it.
Yeah, and he also pointed out the thing is 200 pounds.
Okay, like, that's a little bit heavier than it should be, I think.
And he's like, well, I mean, I guess you need
unless you're into that.
I guess like but he's like, because of the weight of it and how many metal pieces are involved, he's like, they could probably kill you without an item too.
Yeah, true.
I was like, oh shit. Like, to me, that's when the article got scary. He's like, it probably wouldn't even need an item.
It needs to slap you, that's all, you know.
It could fall on you.
Yeah,
it could fall on you and kill you. Oh man,
how do you survive a metallic bitch slap,
right? You can't. That's the end of my news there. Look out for killer sex robots, AJ.
Alright, well, taking it completely away from sex robots, Pokemon Go had an update today, which was already kind of not hacked, but like, you know, what do they call when they fucking dig into shit?
Oh, data mining?
Data miners. Yeah, data miners already got into this shit and figured this out, that there's going to be an item that will allow you to change the team that you're on in Pokemon Go. So there's three teams in Pokemon Go. The red team, the blue team, the yellow team.
You can switch teams with an item?
Team Mystic, Team Valor, and Team Instinct. Once you've chosen your team, you are stuck to that shit. So a bunch of people who first played like that first couple of weeks, you know, chose a team right away.
Just to do it?
Just to chose a team and never consulted their friends. So a lot of friends are like, oh, fuck, we chose the wrong teams, you know? But now you can probably change that. But here's the catch. I'm pretty sure it's an item that you got to buy in the store. So you have to pay money, actual money for it?
I was hoping you were going to say you have to quest for it.
And you can only do it once a year.
What the fuck?
Yep.
Weak.
So, I mean, that's pretty good because you don't want people changing teams like fucking every week and shit and just fucking up the meta.
You're right. That's how you get saboteurs.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't get that, but yeah.
Someone who sabotages?
Oh, that's what a saboteur is?
Yeah.
That makes sense. But exactly.
Yeah, right? Someone could just be fucking it up.
Yeah, exactly. You get one-sided on one side and all of a sudden everyone flips back. Yeah, you don't want all that shit. So yeah, when is this coming out though? February 26th. So by next week, looks like this would be available starting at 1 p.m.
Hmm.
Once per year. Yeah, you had to purchase the medallion for 1,000 Pokecoins, which is equivalent to about $10. So yeah, look, if you're interested in changing your team, or you have a friend, that one friend that just fucked up the whole rotation and isn't part of your team, let him know. Guy's pinching money. Get him a fucking gift card so you can buy some coins so you can do that shit.
All
Team
right.
Mystic.
Team Mystic.
Whatever reason.
In other news, Rockstar, you know, they just came out with Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yep.
Kind of a big deal right now.
Yep.
Apparently, everyone's been pushing to get some more information about Grand Theft Auto 6, whether it's going to happen or not.
Right.
Like, when is it going to happen, if it is going to happen.
Yeah.
And apparently people think that they got their clue, because Rockstar just put out a huge fucking ad on Craigslist and on their website.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're looking for programmers and art designers.
Ah, okay.
So everyone's thinking, like, oh, shit, Grand Theft Auto 6.
Maybe, yeah.
It could mean that, but it could also mean that maybe Red Dead Redemption 2 is having some DLC.
Or that.
And they might want people for that. I'm just saying, like, I think it's a little too early to jump the gun with that. But, yeah, I know. It's probably about time for Grand Theft Auto about now, right? It's
been,
like,
3 years? We're getting close. It's been, yeah, like 3 years. I think it's been, like, 4 or 5 years now since GTA 5. So and they do it, like, every 5 to 6 years or some shit.
It's about time.
So it's getting close to that time. So I wouldn't doubt they're, like... I mean, we're pretty sure they started development, you know, right as soon as, you know, 5 was done.
Yeah, that's kind of their thing, right? As soon as the last one's done, they start, like, taking in data and fucking developing the next
thing.
Yeah,
developing something, yeah. So I wouldn't doubt that they're close to, you know... getting some, I guess, close to final touches on that shit. So I wouldn't doubt that. I also wouldn't doubt what you're saying with Red Dead Redemption 2 is, like, you know, getting some more DLC content out there. Because I heard that their online shit isn't the best.
I heard it sucks. That's the biggest problem with the game is the online shit.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see. But I don't doubt GTA 6. I wonder where would it be this time.
That'd be interesting, huh? Maybe. Has there ever been one in New York?
Liberty City.
Oh, yeah.
That's Liberty City. And then that was the last one. That was 4. That was back to Liberty City, which was from the second one.
Damn, after seeing No Country 3. For Old Men, I want them to do it in fucking Texas. Having a blend between Red Dead and Grand Theft Auto, like, kind of like, I mean, cowboyish, but kind of like modern,
that'd
too.
That would be kind of cool, too, actually, maybe. Yeah. Their other famous spot would be Vice City, which is Miami.
Oh, yeah,
that's the other scene that they do. So those are the 3 main cities they've done so far. Is Vice City,
San Andreas.
San Andreas, which is California, Los Angeles maybe, and Liberty City, which is New York-based. So yeah, like seeing... I haven't played GTA 5, and then sometimes they drop hints about other cities that exist that sometimes pop up later on. So maybe, I don't know. But I think there was, last time mentioned, that there was some Vice City mentions in GTA 5. So...
Yeah, I heard that. I heard they made connections to...
Yeah, there was some mentioning about it, so maybe that'd be the next town for them for sure. I don't know, but there's your speculation from my side of that.
I appreciate that.
Sounds cool.
AJ?
All right. So, speaking of games that take forever to come out... So, Diablo, popular game, right? Right now they have that game on the Switch, the Diablo 3 on the Switch, right? There's going to be an amiibo. So far it's announced in the UK, though. So Nintendo UK started getting a Diablo 3 Goblin Amiibo. It's available for pre-order right now. So if you... And then what this does, actually, is it opens a Goblin Porter. You haven't played enough Diablo 3 yet, huh?
No, I haven't played very much. So, I've only played a little.
So Reason knows about this shit, right, Reason? There's these Goblin Trolls that, like, lurk in, like, the, you know, different dungeons and shit. And they just chill around, and when you see them, they start running away. But they have this big-ass bag on their back, and as they're running away, they're dropping coins, gold.
Oh.
And then if you fucking catch up to it and kill it, a portal will open, and then you can go inside there and just grab more. Or actually, no, they jump into a portal sometimes, too. Or if you kill the Goblin, actually, they actually just drop everything, and you get to pick up all their shit. But they'll escape it into a portal, and once they get into their own portal, they're just gone. I think there's something that allows you to go into a portal. What was that from actually? Where you at, Reason? I don't remember where this portal shit came from. But what this, or maybe this is just coming from the amiibo, actually, because the amiibo actually gives you a portal that you can jump into where you'll have access to all the loot inside of inside of the portal.
Okay,
so maybe that's what it is, actually. I think that's what I'm thinking of, because that's what they're doing here. I thought that already existed, but I guess it doesn't. And then you can actually share it with your friends in some way, too. So if you're... That's the thing with the Switch, too, that you can get together with your friends and play, like, amongst each other, like, in the same room. Mm-hmm. So you can pass it along to your friends, the same amiibo, to open up a portal, too.
That's dope.
For them. So that's kind of cool. So look out for that. I'm not sure if it's coming out here to the States or not, but at the very least, you can go pre-order it now. What's this website? The Nintendo UK store. 15 Fs. What is that? Pounds.
Yeah, pounds. 15 Fs.
15 Fs. So go check that out. Look out for that. I like the box, too. The box is different.
The box is super dope. I like that. That's the first thing that caught my eye, actually.
Yeah, because that's not an amiibo box at all. Right? That's just a UK thing.
Hit us with one more piece of news, AJ.
All right. Let's get into this Nintendo America president announcing retirement. So Reggie's
gone, guys.
He's retiring. He announced it today. I didn't watch his video. He made a whole video about it.
I
didn't watch it, but I got the gist of it. He's retiring. I think he finally steps down. His final day is like in April sometime. Taking his place is going to be Doug Bowser.
His nigga's name is Bowser.
His name is Bowser.
That's this motherfucker's name.
So he was meant for this fucking job.
This is the dark times of Nintendo now. Yeah? This is like basically Cersei getting the Iron Throne right now.
This guy's name is Bowser, and he's running Nintendo, dude.
I think his Twitter handle is the what is it?
The real Bowser?
The true Bowser, or something like that.
Wow.
But yeah, so he's actually the head of sales and marketing. This Doug Bowser. He's actually been with the company for about 5 years now. I remember hearing about him a while back. But yeah, he's actually been under fucking Reggie's mentoring powers and shit. So he'll take his place in a few months.
Hopefully he's not under his gaming powers, because that full sucks.
Hopefully not, exactly. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so look out for that. Kind of an end of an era. Reggie Fils-Aimé's been the Nintendo America president since 2004.
So since you and I started playing Melee.
Pretty much, yeah.
I think maybe I played time. Yeah, about yeah. that time since Melee came out.
Yeah, and we've seen him ever since at E3s and all that, and there's plenty of Reggie memes out there. You know, he had that whole Smash debacle with HBox, with Hungrybox, and stuff like that. So, yeah, he's been around for a while, but now he's finally retiring. So it was funny, too, because I was on Twitter just randomly, and I was seeing a bunch of other companies giving him props and all that, like, what's his name? Fucking name is Larry for Xbox. Major Nelson.
Yeah, Major Nelson, yeah.
And freaking Konami, too, was saying some shit, too. Like, you know, congrats and, you know, good luck on whatever you do afterwards like that. So that
fool went hard for Nintendo, so you gotta give him credit.
Right? Exactly. But yeah, ding dong, the witches. No, just kidding.
Anything else? All right. Yeah, I got three more pieces of news here. One, two, three, four pieces of news. Oh, no, three pieces. This one's kind of a big one, so I'm sure you've heard about it. The Netflix Marvel shows.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's anyone's a fan of Unfocus or a fan of Marvel or following anything Netflix these days, you should have known that this is probably coming.
Like, yeah, we already predicted this. Everyone predicted this shit already, and we just, it's confirmed now.
Yeah, but Jessica Jones and Punisher are both canceled following the release of their seasons.
Exactly, which is crazy because they announced Jessica Jones is being canceled before the last season even dropped.
Yeah, it's...
which is crazy. Because we were all expecting, okay, yeah, they're going to announce Punisher being canceled in a month after it dropped, and yep, sure enough, it did. Mm-hmm. And then when Jessica Jones drops, we're like, okay, a month after that, they're going to announce they're canceling that too. Nope, they already announced it.
Already announced it, yeah.
Already announced.
And I don't know why. It's really weird, like, what's going on with that. Okay, so I'll tell you three things.
Okay.
One thing... Eminem had a response and
to that?
Yeah, to this. Whoa. And Eminem fucking tweeted Netflix and me and said, "You guys are fucking crashing it right now." It's like for canceling Punisher. So apparently Eminem's real fucking pissed off they canceled Punisher.
It's a Punisher fan shit.
Yeah, and fucking even John Berthel fucking responded and said something about that. Like, he's like, he's pretty happy that Eminem said something about it, you know?
That's cool.
So Eminem's not happy about it. It was just fun random facts. Thought. Yeah. And the head of Marvel's TV shows, the one that replaced the guy who doesn't like Feige, you know, the current head of their TV shows.
Okay.
He is not making a comment. He specifically said, "I'm not going to comment on the situation right now."
Okay.
So
they have something big planned. I don't know what it is.
I do. You and I are on the same page. They got to have something planned. Yeah. There's got to be a reason for this. Like, but you know, I'll tell you, all right, this is the third thing I was going to say. Other side of the spectrum. Maybe Netflix wants to get rid of all the outsourced licenses.
That's another thing, too.
Because they want to own it all. Yeah. We've talked about this possibility, but the more things are happening, and remember we were talking earlier about the movement of Netflix?
Yeah.
And, like, how they're kind of transitioning into bigger shit now.
Right.
Yeah, man, maybe they're just trying to, like, X out all the things that they're in partnership deals with.
True. I like you that.
Know? Like, that's all I'm thinking of, because, like, maybe they want all of that money. Like, especially if the movies weren't, I mean, especially if those shows weren't the top-rated shows on Netflix, that means they weren't getting that much money, considering they still got to split it with Marvel.
Yeah, and plus they're going to be in competition with Disney themselves, holding these Marvel, like, you know, they own the Marvel shit.
Oh, AJ, you're right. I didn't think about that. That's probably why.
So maybe they're like, okay, like, you know, we want to have it all. They're going to, you know, they're not going to let us make any more shit once they drop their new shit. So maybe they're like, maybe that's why they keep saying in all of their statements that they both agree, like both parts, you know, both Netflix and Disney agree that they're going to cancel these series. Mm. So because Netflix is like, yeah, we need to get our own shit. You know, like, this is going to be competition. And Disney's like, we want our shit back. So it just kind of worked out for both of them. So maybe that's another way to look at it, too.
I don't think you're wrong. I think that could be it.
And then also, too, like, you know, what is Disney going to do with it, though? Like, they're canceling it, like, super quick. You know, they could have waited on this forever until, like, the contracts actually ended and all that. But no, they're, like, went ahead and said, like, no, we're canceling. And
No. This is a Netflix call on the cancel is the whole thing.
Yeah, well, I'm also saying, too, like, you know, but Disney probably, like, is like okay with it too, you know, because I'm pretty sure there's something in there saying like, you know, you got to continue with this deal, you know. So I'm pretty sure there's something where they came to an agreement. And it's like, okay, yeah, we're both down for this. But also, there's that whole clause in our contract saying that
can't touch them.
You can't. They can't be shown in any movies or other TV shows for 2 years. I wonder if Disney has a loophole for that in some way.
I don't know. You know, people are have been citing a lot lately Hulu, that Hulu might be a loophole. That maybe they could transition those shows over into Hulu.
Yeah, Hulu actually said something like they're willing to take on those shows.
I think that's why that rumor is picking up even more steam.
Yeah.
But I think I saw some like an article where someone was saying even Hulu can't override the 2 year thing. Like they thought they could, and I think like upon further inspection of the contract, you can't override this.
Break this contract. Like, what's going to happen?
They got to pay. They got to pay money.
But Disney has money.
They do, but I don't think they won't. They have money because they don't pay money, AJ.
No, shit.
they're trying not to pay shit out.
Like yeah, they just bought that whole Fox shit, you know. So yeah, they probably need to take a break from buying shit.
Pocket's
right
a little light, man. Right now, you know.
Damn. Yeah, well, don't know what's gonna happen.
Yeah, I guess we'll see.
We'll find out eventually.
I thought it was really interesting. Though I was like,
yeah.
When's
that Disney Plus dropping though?
Oh, pretty soon. I think after Infinity War.
Okay.
All I know is that Ant-Man and the Wasp is the last movie to be on Netflix from Marvel.
Disney says it's shooting for a release in late 2019. The company is expected to reveal...
Oh, late 2019. Oh, yeah. Wow.
They're expected to have more specifics on their service on April 11th. When it holds its investor meeting.
Okay.
To detail all the streaming plans, including a first look at Disney Plus. So that's from CNET. So that's interesting. So by the late this year, but we'll hear more details hopefully in a couple months.
Okay.
April 11th. When's Endgame drop?
April 24th, my birthday.
Endgame?
Yep.
For reals?
I'm sorry. Game of Thrones is April 24th. Oh. Endgame is April 25th.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I get a double birthday present, motherfuckers.
Well, I got Julia this month, bitch.
It's the year of winning.
All right, what else we got? My turn?
Yeah.
So Skullgirls, which is a game you haven't played.
I have played Skullgirls.
Well, you played a little bit, but I don't think you played enough.
I played the bitch with the hands on her head, remember?
The hands in her head. Oh, yeah, that bitch. That's right. I forgot about that bitch. They are working on a release for the Switch, but also they're working on a version for the Xbox One, and they're just going to do both at the same time. Don't know exactly when. Sometime
at the same damn time.
At the same damn time. Where's that button?
Surprise, motherfucker! Damn time.
I was going with the fights for a second.
But yeah, so a Switch version is coming, which sounds dope. And then also what they're doing too. So who was it? This one company is actually helping out with putting this out on these systems. Skybound. So right now you can also pre-order through Skybound a physical version, a limited special edition.
Oh shit! You can actually own Skullgirls for once.
Yeah, because it's always been digital.
Yeah, it's always been digital. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can actually get a physical version for it for the Switch. And if you go pre-order it right now through their website, you also get a 12-inch vinyl that has the game soundtrack, which has a pretty dope soundtrack,
AJ,
I would say.
Should I fucking pre-order this right after the show?
I'm going to do it later on.
I would love to have a physical copy of this game. Like,
yeah, and I want the vinyl.
And the vinyl would be the shit, like, just to have it.
So I'm definitely going to pre-order
it. And I love the music in Skullgirls. It's like jazzy, kind of like...
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly why I like it.
You know what? I think I am going to do this after the show. We should both do it.
So yeah, look out for that. But the pre-order is limited though, so like once it's gone, it's gone. I think they have like a certain date where they're gonna stop pre-orders, which is in about a month from now. So yeah, some time. But yeah, digital and physical release spring 2019. It says for both Switch and Xbox One.
All right.
By the way, the physical edition with the vinyl is about it's gonna be $50.
Okay.
Which is, I guess, is a normal price for a game. But on top of that, you're getting a fucking soundtrack too. So that's pretty dope.
And it's vinyl.
I hope they have like some type of digital like version to download the music too. A lot of vinyls do that nowadays, where you buy the vinyl, they give you a code so you can get a digital version of it, like through iTunes or Amazon or some shit. Mm. So hopefully they do something like that. But yeah, that's what my plans for sometime in the next couple weeks.
All right, next piece of news: the Oscars are bitch ass niggas. If anyone was paying attention to last week's episode of Unfocused, we pointed out how the Oscars were being dicks about how they weren't going to air everything. They were going to pick selectively what awards they were going to air.
Oh, right.
What acceptance speeches they were going to air. And, you know, we talked about how people were not happy about it. All these directors signed this huge fucking contract. Everyone bitched about it online. Yeah. It was a big uproar. And guess what? These bitch-ass niggas doubled down. They said, yep, we're going to air everything.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, they bitched out. They bitched out of it.
Wow.
And here's the exact quote. The Academy has heard the feedback from its memberships regarding the Oscar presentation of 4 awards.
And we got
cinematography,
screwed.
Basically, film editing, live action, short, and makeup and hairstyling. The Academy said in a statement, all Academy Awards will be presented without edits in our traditional format. We look forward to the Oscars February 24th. In other words, they're just going to do what they've always been doing.
Yeah.
Which is all anybody wanted. Everyone's like, just fucking do the same shit, bro. Like, why you got to cut shit out? Like... But, you know, mark my words. I think next year you're going to try this shit again.
Yeah.
And if the backlash isn't as big, they're going to do it.
But why would they want to, like, why even have an award show where you're presenting awards and not show it televised, but show, like, everything else?
No, they were going to show some awards.
Yeah, I know, but, like,
they're going to choose to cut out certain awards.
But why? Like, then why even have those awards existing, though? That's what I mean.
Airtime. They're trying to save money on airtime.
Then just cut out the awards then. Like, okay, we're not going to have an award for this year.
Well, then people will be... Man, I think people would be even more pissed than they are now.
There's no way to
win. So wait, so now I just don't even fucking get an award at all? Like, yeah, people would be more mad. But yeah, man, it's just like... It's just bad...
I don't know, yeah. It's
bad business, bad mentality. Weird. Like, dude, I wouldn't do it.
Did you have a picture for this at all?
No.
Okay, good.
But yeah, Oscars, they bitched out. They're doing the regular shit. Next year, please, no one double down on this. When they do this again next year... Please bitch it out. Be mad about this shit. Fucking put comments. Fucking sign whatever petitions you got to.
Yeah.
This is bullshit, man. Like, don't let them fucking cut certain people out because they feel like it.
Yeah. That's stupid.
Yeah. AJ?
Level Up Live. So Level Up Live is, pretty much a Twitch streamer. They do all, like, a bunch of big tournaments. But they also mainly host the Wednesday night fights or whatever happens at the esports arenas. Like, whenever they have tournaments or just matches and shit like that. Their Level Up Live is the one that streams it. So when is it? Oh, I didn't even get the stupid date. I think it's this weekend, though. Oh, my God. I can't believe I didn't get the date.
Find out.
I'm going to find it out right now. But, yeah, so on one of these dates, the esports arena over in Oakland is going to have some matches for Street Fighter V, one of them being NorCal versus SoCal.
Oh, shit.
March 9th is when it's going to be. And that match is actually going to be televised as well on NBC right after SNL, right after Saturday Night Live. So it's going to be super late. But at least we're having a televised version on TV again. But this time on fucking normal television, you know, Channel fucking 4 out here, and at least in SoCal. But NBC is going to begin that shit. So right after Saturday Night Live, stay tuned. Watch NorCal versus SoCal and Street Fighter V. And if you want to join in for some matches there that night too, you can go ahead and start applying now for that. If you go to smash.gg/SFN for Saturday Fight Night. You can go ahead and sign up for some matches and shit like that. So they'll have their old usual mini tournaments, I believe, too. But that's the big thing, though, is NorCal versus SoCal. 1 a.m.
All right.
West Coast time on March 9th.
Too bad it's not for Seoul. I would get in on that.
Yeah, Seoul's not that big. Street Fighter is a bigger fighting game for sure, so that's why that's being televised.
Seoul's rising, though. It's coming back. All right. I got one last piece of news. You ready? You ready? You ready, bitch? You ready?
Oh, wait, let me do one quick thing.
All right.
Because I didn't show this, so I'm going to show you the picture. All right, we're done.
Oh, for Saturday Fight Night.
Yeah.
All right. So my last piece of news. This has to do with what we were talking about Netflix earlier.
Okay.
Breaking Bad, the movie, has been confirmed to be a sequel to Breaking Bad. In other words, it's going to directly follow Jesse Pinkman about what he does after the end of Breaking Bad.
Okay.
And so that would probably lead us to believe that killer Nazis are still around looking for him to make him cook meth. Because he killed the ones that were there, but, like, they're part of a group, you know?
Right.
So that's a possibility. All we know is that, according to AMC, they're going to flip the script on how the original series was debuted. So I'm assuming that means this movie is going to have an homage to the first episode of Breaking Bad.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just guessing. Huh. You know? But they said they're gonna fuck with how it was introduced in the first place in this movie. And the crazy thing...
So, like, are they going to re-show us the beginning of the series?
No, I think they're going to... Maybe. I don't know. I think they're going to re...
And retell it?
I have a feeling they're going to reinterpret it in Jesse's position. Oh. Like, he's going to be, like, going to have to run and grab a van and try to fucking make some meth to make some money so he can fucking fight these guys.
So it's picking up from Jesse's point of view, but he's going to do pretty much the exact same thing as Walter White did.
Yeah, I think that's like what they're hinting at. Like, yeah, that's what I'm thinking right now. He's going to, like, launch the same way Walter did. Yeah. He's going to grab somebody that's kind of smart and, like, help me fucking cook.
Like he's going to be fucking broke and have a fucking crisis where he needs money.
Exactly.
And like, the only thing I can do is cook. Make meth, you know?
Yeah. And, dude, now that you said it like that, like, because I remember the crisis where he needed money for his cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah, damn, that would be dope if they put in that situation. He needs money to, like, fight these fools or, like, keep away from them or get away or skip town or something.
Yeah, something like that.
That would be fucking dope. Like, all right. So, anyway, that's what it's going to be about. The weird thing about this, Sony TV sold the streaming rights to Netflix. So, it is going to come out in theaters and it is going to come out on AMC. But before anything, it's going to come out on Netflix.
Okay.
And this is reinforces what I was telling you about.
Yeah.
Coen Brothers, all these motherfuckers, Scorsese. I think Spike Lee's gonna do something for Netflix later this year too.
Okay.
Like, Netflix is about to become a fucking. They're trying to make it a force, like, to compete with movie theaters and shit like that.
Yeah, because don't they want their shit like at the fucking award shows and all that? Yeah. The high end ones.
Yeah, because I think that the head of Netflix already said he already expressed his disappointment that Buster Scruggs isn't gonna get nominated because it didn't come out in theaters.
Yeah,
and it's like. He's like, it was a great movie. It fucking did everything a movie is supposed to do that would win an Oscar.
Yeah.
But we can't put it up there because it didn't come out in theaters.
Yeah.
Like,
so that's pretty dope. This goes more to what we were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool.
AJ? Breaking Bad, coming out next year. Breaking Bad the movie, next year.
Okay, I got one more. I didn't read too deep into the story, so I'm going to kind of go read through it now. But apparently there's a Pokemon Day.
What? Like an annual Pokemon Day? Like a holiday for Pokemon?
Yeah, pretty much. You know how like we have, National Pizza Day and shit
and
like that?
And Donut Day.
Yeah, and Donut Day.
Donut Day.
Well, this is actual Pokemon Day 2019. Celebrations revealed. So it's February 27th, which is actually the first release date for Pokemon Red and Green in Japan.
Wow.
So they're celebrating like fucking 20-something years on that day. So Pokemon Day, they're going to have all these events at various different places. Poke Center stores are going to have, like, special items and shit like that. But also GameStops, over 2,500 of them throughout the U.S. will hold events on February 23rd and 24th. And they're going to have an exclusive Lapras plush made by Wicked Cool Toys. And then also Best Buy's, over 100 stores throughout the U.S. will host events, too, just on the 23rd. Twitch will have their streaming thing that the Twitch present channel is going to have Pokemon shows streaming throughout the whole day. Oh, actually, from the 27th all the way through May 5th to celebrate as well.
Mm-hmm.
New trading card games are coming out too.
What?
New cards are coming out. Well, they always have new stuff coming out all the time for that shit. But
they said a new game. Just new cards.
Yeah, just new cards coming out. Okay. Yeah. What else is going to be going on? Pokemon TV, there's an app that has you. I forgot about that fucking app. There's going to be, what is it saying here? Watch episodes featuring Gengar and Mimikyu, which can be found paired together. I don't know, but what all that's about. Brand new collection for the Pokemon Center, which I already mentioned, so there's going to be new shit showing up there. Oh, yeah, also one thing I saw interesting, too, is that Build-A-Bear, they have a bunch of Pokemon Build-A-Bear shit there, and there's going to be special discounts for those, too. Discounts, like up to 30% off through the website from February 25th to the 27th. And I'm upset about the fucking Bulbasaur shit, because the Bulbasaur, Build-A-Bear is gone. They don't make them anymore. Yeah, they stopped making him.
Why?
I don't know. I guess he wasn't that popular. I don't know. But he's not fucking available anymore. And then I went looking for it, see if I can find it elsewhere. It's going for like $100 on eBay.
Fuck, man. God damn it. I hate
like,
that
I fucking should have done it when
fucking
I had the
collectors.
Chance. Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're cursed with my comic problem with the Captain Marvel comic now.
Oh, shit, right?
Dude, you should have got it when you saw it.
Should have got it when I saw it, yeah. Like, I didn't think it was going to be that short of an existence, you know, but I guess it was. And when they announced this whole, like, oh, yeah, discount on Pokemon Build-A-Bear, I'm like, maybe they're bringing it back. And I went to go check the website, and it was not even to be found anywhere.
My best advice for you, bro, just keep your eye on the Amazon and eBay. Just every few days, I mean, once a week, just Google it. Eventually, my shit fucking popped up at a reasonable price. It took me forever. But I was Googling it, like, maybe once a week, every 2 weeks, you know?
Yeah, I'm not sure if I want to do $120 for a plush.
No, I'm saying you'll find a reasonable
but
price.
Yeah, hopefully we'll find a reasonable price. Yeah, exactly.
Well, eventually someone should sell for like 50 or 40 or something.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I think that might be doable if, you know. I mean, it's a pretty cool looking plush. Like, it's a medium, big size.
Bring,
like,
it,
you know?
Bring it up, man. Bring a picture of that one time. I haven't seen it. I'd be down to take a look at it. Oops. Oh, the Bulbasaur Build-A-Bear Plus.
Oh, wait, that's the...
You didn't say it right. Oh, damn, that shit looks fucking legit.
Yeah, right? It looks pretty dope.
The eyes
the
look
bulb
sick.
And all
I
that,
I love
too.
The eyes. The eyes look sick.
And it actually has legs.
Damn, bro. You need to get that.
Yeah. Like, his accessories are $40. Look at... And then the whole...
My bad! He has accessories?
Yeah, $370. Oh, $330. And then he also came with a Pokemon card, too. An exclusive Pokemon card.
What the fuck, dude? They weren't fucking around with him.
Someone's selling that whole set... With the accessories, the card,
for $400
for almost
$400,
yeah, or just the plush alone, someone selling that for $130.
Fuck
yeah!
All right, that concludes the news part of Unfocus, you guys. That's the main part of it. with that said, I'm very surprised about this fucking Bulbasaur shit. Besides that, AJ, what you got planned for your Unfocus week, man?
More soul. I'm gonna bring back that hammer next week.
Yeah, man. Oh, fuck, I can't go to this Sunday's one.
No?
No, but next Sunday, that gives me another week of practice. That's good.
That's good. Cuckoo's saying
in
chat.
I'm gonna come back gangster as fuck.
Do it. Twilight Zone trailer dropped today.
Oh, yeah! Fuck, I didn't look at it. I saw that dropped.
What are some other trailers that we got dropped recently?
There was a really cool movie called Highwaymen. There's a trailer that came out for that. It's about the detectives that caught Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, dude, the trailer looks sick, dude. Woody Harrelson's in it. That was cool. I heard Twilight Zone came out. Doom Patrol, I think we talked about
that
last week.
Oh, I actually saw that. It was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of funny, right? It looks pretty good.
It looks pretty good, for sure. I have a release date website here, because remember we're talking about release dates?
Yeah.
So, February 26th is the next release date for shit. What are we doing this week? Anything coming out this week? No,
I don't think so.
No,
I don't see anything.
I need to find a better website because I don't understand how to read this website. February 19th, there's something that's already passed. So what you missed this week was Death End Request and Steins Gate Elite.
Ooh, Steins Gate, fuck yeah!
Oh, Anthem comes out tomorrow.
Oh shit!
Anthem actually was getting bad reviews. They did a beta testing a couple weeks ago, and people were not liking it. Most people couldn't get in, and everyone else that actually got in was like, yeah, it wasn't that impressive.
Fuck that.
It's just very basic. And they were saying every screen you go to, like, you know, from menu to loading screen to actual game, just didn't have a seamless flow to it. Everything seemed like it was like...
Catchy, like...
Yeah, very... Like, it didn't... Nothing went together. So people are like, I don't know about that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's coming out tomorrow. So 22nd. 26th, we got something called Anno 1800. Dirt Rally 2.0, February 26th as well. The Lego Movie video game on February 26th as well.
Ooh.
Outward, February 26th as well. What is this? Trails Rising, Ape Out, and Dead or Alive 6 on March 1st.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to play that.
So at EVO, because EVO Japan, right? They were doing a Dead or Alive like exhibition shit. And then they're kind of talking about, I don't understand Japanese, maybe you can translate later on, but they're kind of talking about the game in Japanese and all that. And then they're talking about the jiggle effects. And I think what they're saying is something how to the effect, like how they're not as jiggly as they used to be, that the game has matured now. So now the jiggle effect isn't as jiggly as it was in the past games. And then there's two like models, Japanese models that were there too, and they're kind of commenting on it. And then the camera was on them, and I don't know what they were saying about it, but they were bouncing each other's asses and then jiggling their breasts on screen and shit like that. Yeah, and then they would also pause the game at like very like, you know, raunchy positions. Like if someone was doing like a power bomb to a chick, and then they pause it, and like his face was like all on her ass during the power bomb movie.
And they're just
pausing it and kind of talking about it. And then I think actual EVO itself cut them off the stream.
Damn! EVO cut them off the stream? They went that far?
Yeah. I thought it was Twitch that cut them off, but I think from what I heard afterward, it was actual EVO.
Oh, I'm going to YouTube that shit later. Damn.
So I thought that was just pretty interesting to kind of mention right now.
Very.
As far as EVO goes.
Well, I learned something very interesting today.
But yeah, those are your release dates and just some last minute news there. All right. So any... Oh yeah, as far as plans too for me, finish reading GoGo Power Rangers. And more Tetris, try to get that number one spot, like Ludacris. I think that's pretty much all I got planned, really.
Soul. I'm going to be playing more Soul Calibur. I'm pretty into it right now. That's about it. I started watching No Country for Old Men. I'm probably finished that shit. Ever since fucking Buster Scruggs, now I want to watch all the Coen Brother movies. Like, damn, that movie was so good, dude. Like, I want to show you the first 20 minutes of it, if possible, at some point soon. But, yeah, that's about it. Soul Calibur. If I can focus enough to play a little Smash this week, I will. I'm definitely going to be reading... Oh, Old Man Logan, because I have that now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I bought the book.
Nice. Yeah, you can see how it compared to the movie.
Yeah, I'm very interested in that. That's kind of why I wanted it. I like to see it, because I heard the movie's pretty different, but it has, like, some similarities.
Right.
AJ?
I already went over my focus week.
Oh, yeah. Well, then we'll see you next week, guys.
I feel like there's something else I want to mention, but I guess there's
nothing. Was it how awesome I am?
I don't think... No, that's never
going to be. Sure?
It's not even true.
Are you sure?
Yeah. So more so after this?
He's not sure. Yeah, live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Thursday, roughly between 7:30 and 8 we start. Don't forget to check us out every week. YouTube.com/unfocusedpodcast.
Like, comment, subscribe to that shit. Twitter at unfocus28. Follow us there. Send us your tweets and email us at unfocuspodcast@gmail.com for what was it? How you get into fighting games?
Yeah, how you get into fighting games, how you test them out.
Yep.
Don't forget Instagram. We're there too, at unfocuspodcast. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Yep. Leave comment, subscribe. Please download. That's the most
download
important thing.
Download for sure. Also, collision28.com for other ways to get the podcast as well, or just to listen to any other episodes, too. I need to do some updating to that website soon, though, too.
Let me know if you need some help. Let's go through that shit. I'd be down.
We'll see. All right. We're out. See you next week, probably, with Julia news.